From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Second Ward Alderwoman Tiffany Garagia said last week the city of Hudson is considering the possibility of establishing rent regulation programs to protect tenants in privately owned buildings from assessable and illegal rent increases. She said, and I quote, "We need to work on creating tenant protection plan for our citizens. We don't have any. It's amazing there's nothing there," end quote. The members of the Common Council and Transportation Committee are now looking into the possibility of enacting tenant protection laws, Garagia said. Rent stabilization programs currently exist only in New York City, Nassau, Rockland, and Westchester counties. There are no programs established upstate. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, in 2015, Hudson had an overall housing vacancy rate of 16.2%, and in 2016, the average person spent approximately $749 a month on rent and utilities. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Republican 43rd Senate District candidate Daphne Jordan has proposed legislation that would ban Level 3 sex offenders and those convicted of so-called intentional murder from voting. Jordan made the proposal in response to Governor Andrew Cuomo's conditional pardons to parolees, which has led to some concerns about paroled sex offenders voting in schools. Paroled sex offenders whose polling site is in a school would be allowed to vote after 7 p.m. and require permission from their parole officer and a school administrator. In an interview, Jordan scoffed at the 7 p.m. deadline, noting that children are often still on school grounds in the evening for various activities. She considers those designated as Level 3 sex offenders and individuals convicted of murder high risk and would consider legislation to prevent them from voting at other locations, such as libraries or senior centers. She would support preventing them from accessing libraries on non-election days as well. Jordan said, and I quote, "These are murderers, they're rapists, why should they have any rights afterwards?" End quote. When asked about the type of murder convictions that would be covered by the legislation, she said, and I quote, "I think intentional murder," end quote. Jordan, a Half Moon Town board member, is running against Democrat Aaron Glad to replace Kathy Marchione in the 43rd Senate District. Jordan is Marchione's legislative director. She was joined at the September 10 press conference by Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett, Rensselaer County Sheriff Pat Russo, and Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo to announce her proposal. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The Price Chopper, located at 351 Fairview Avenue in Greenport, will close its doors at the end of the day, Saturday, September 15th. According to Williams, more than 100 people were employed at that location. The grocery retailer has been a presence in Greenport since the 1970s. The Price Chopper Pharmacy will remain open until ShopRite takes over the building. ShopRite will relocate from its current location at 71 Healy Boulevard into the Price Chopper space and the former thrift store next door before the end of the year. The new ShopRite will have a pharmacy and an auto repair center. David Kelper is reporting for the Associated Press. Zephyr Teachout, one of four candidates in the Democratic primary for Attorney General this week, said September 10th that if elected, she intends to investigate whether Governor Andrew Cuomo has used state resources for campaign purposes. Teachout told reporters at the state capitol that whoever the voters pick to be Attorney General must be independent enough to investigate the state's chief executive. The comment was a critique of New York City public advocate Tish James, who was endorsed by Cuomo and who has campaigned with him this year. Teachout said, and I quote, "I'm independent of the political bosses and independent of Andrew Cuomo," end quote. James's campaign insisted their candidate would aggressively investigate all levels of government corruption, but did not mention Cuomo by name. Teachout cited concerns about the governor's use of state helicopters, as well as former top Cuomo aide Joe Prococo's use of state offices and resources after he left his job to lead Cuomo's 2014 re-election campaign. Prococo was later convicted on unrelated corruption charges. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.